USA Radio News.
I'm Dan Naraki. President Trump could soon be back at the White House with a full schedule of work ahead of him.
Optimistic that based on his unbelievable progress and how strong he's been in terms of his fight against this COVID-19 disease, that he will be released, but that decision won't be made until later today.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows telling Fox News that the president's health has continued to improve and that doctors could release him from the hospital as early as Monday afternoon. President Trump has been hospitalized at Walter Reed Army Medical Center since Friday evening after testing positive for the coronavirus. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany has announced that she, too, has tested positive for COVID-19. In a statement released Monday, McEnany said she tested positive today after several negative tests last week. While she says that she's asymptomatic, she will begin the quarantine process. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and boy, me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey says he'll be leaving public office in 2 years.
I will not be running for re-election in 2022, and I will not be running for governor. I will serve out the remainder of my term, and after that, my plan is to go back to the private sector.
Toomey made the announcement Monday, saying that he's looking forward to spending more time with his family, but that he is still focused at the work to be done in the rest of his term. The two-term Republican senator was also considering a run for governor of Pennsylvania in 2022. A new report from the World Health Organization estimates as many as 1 in 10 people worldwide may have been infected with coronavirus. The WHO says the infections will impact areas differently, but says the entire world still remains at risk. The report also appears to criticize China's response to the pandemic, saying the country failed to provide accurate information to its public health officials. There are currently more than 35 million reported cases of COVID-19 worldwide. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The debate between Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris remains scheduled for this Wednesday night, and one former vice presidential candidate says the vice presidential candidates have to be on the same page as their presidential counterparts. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Vice President Mike Pence is set to debate Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris on Wednesday night. As far as the roles and responsibilities of a vice president, even during a debate, former vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman says,
when you accept the role as vice president, and, you know, there were some sort of Democratic core constituency groups that were not 100% in favor of my selection. And what we said to them, I and then Vice President Gore, was the reality, which is a president should expect the vice president to argue with him if he disagrees on a matter in private. But once the president decides, that's it.
There will be two Monday night football games tonight. The Green Bay Packers will host the Atlanta Falcons in the already scheduled game to be played tonight, but the Kansas City Chiefs and New England Patriots will also do battle after their game was postponed due to positive coronavirus tests. Patriots quarterback Cam Newton was one of the players reportedly testing positive, causing Sunday's game to be pushed back to Monday. Both teams reported no positive tests Monday morning, giving them the green light to play tonight. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.